Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday edition. Hope you had a great weekend. To your father, got to celebrate Father's Day. Got to celebrate Father's Day with your dad.
Well,
we had a great Father's Day. We actually had a weird day. We had not only father, we had two dads on the boat. James Lamont is here, by the way, North Dakota Commerce Commissioner, filling in for Scott today. Good to see you again, sir.
Hey, great to be here. Looking forward to having some great conversation. I hope everybody had a great Father's Day.
We had my buddy, who's celebrating his Father's Day, so he and I were on the boat on the pontoon yesterday, and his 40th anniversary and my wife's birthday. Wow. So we had a four-fecta going. Yeah, two
awesome.
Father's Days, an anniversary, and a birthday.
And it was a beautiful day.
Beautiful day, yeah. So, Commerce Commissioner, State of North Dakota. Nothing going on there.
Well, there's a lot going on, and frankly, I'm hoping some folks call in and kind of tell us what's on your mind. The number is 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. I'd like to talk about energy policy, to be honest. I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces and parts right now with respect to energy policy. Naturally, there's still a conflict in Europe that's influencing various, you know, commodities in the energy sector. The state of North Dakota, in my opinion, is growing at a rapid clip, especially in the energy sector, you know, and what's really cool about this state is we've taken all of the above approach. So we try to grow everything. So whether it's wind, solar, lignite, oil, gas, sustainable aviation fuels, you name it. I mean, at the end of the day, the state of North Dakota is interested in growing every single one of these industries. And then there's obviously a lot going on in other sectors of the state economy. We continue to see diversification in the state with respect to agriculture, value-added agriculture, the agricultural nexus to energy. And obviously, given some of the announcements we were able to make last week with Governor Burgum, unmanned aviation is, and we're going to talk about it later this morning. I mean, it's taken on a life of its own. It's growing in leaps and bounds, and frankly, to see billions of dollars of assets now locating at the Grand Sky Development Facility, I mean, that's pretty special. I mean, this is, I think, something that goes beyond the goals and dreams of, you know, everybody over the last couple of decades that was responsible for the growth of that facility. And then we've got a lot of really good things going on in agriculture as well. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of challenges given some of the weather patterns here in the upper Midwest over the last couple of years. And then input prices, naturally, maybe not this year, but next year, I think people are really kind of concerned about it. But a lot of really unique growth opportunities happening here in the state. And as I mentioned earlier, you've got the Grand Farm that announced to be home in Castleton, and they're moving forward with some of their unique projects and their support to the agricultural community across the state. And then, obviously, you're still seeing a growth in biomanufacturing. So there's when I say biomanufacturing, what I mean by that is Aldevron and then the supply chain up and down that vertical are doing amazing things for our state and creating high-paying and sustainable jobs, I think, for the region. So, anyway, any callers come in yet? Or?
No, I'll let you know when we do.
Okay, yeah, so we're okay.
And then, that deal at, was it Spiritwood? The new crushing plant.
Yeah. There was a groundbreaking on the 2nd of June.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, on the 2nd of June. My 40th birthday, actually, so I'll never forget it.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's a big deal. And why it's a big deal is, as I mentioned during the ag segment, 15, 20 minutes ago, when you look at who's willing to pay more for biodiesels, and actually I say more, but now given the price of traditional diesel and fuels, you know, suddenly you're finding in some markets these biofuels are actually a little less expensive right now. I don't anticipate, you know, another few years of this. Maybe I'm wrong. I do think there'll be some demand. There has to be demand destruction because people can't afford to continue filling up their tanks this way and continuing. So maybe it'll be the, you know, the summer driving season as that sort of transpires. You know, after that, maybe we'll see some reduction. But today, it's important because you've got this amazing facility planned at Dickinson with the Marathon site, and then you've got this ADM facility at Spiritwood, Jamestown, basically, that publicly has stated, you know, hey, this is a JV, and you know, our soy crushing capabilities and subsequently product will be the feedstock for this Marathon site.
Yeah.
And when it's not just a, you know, over $1 billion of combined infrastructure, but it's the high-paying technical jobs at those sites. And then, most importantly, it's the ability for farmers to get higher basis for their product. So instead of just being subject to whatever global commodity swings, now you've got more market options here. You no longer have to just move it to Chicago or move it to, you know, wherever, or if it's food grade, move it to Japan. Whatever the case is, now you have an additional marketplace to sell the soy. And then the same will happen when the Castleton site comes online. It'll even increase basis in our region. So all of these things are coming together, in my opinion, at a great time, because it's a hard time for many. It's going to continue to be. Next year, like I said, I think it's going to be very difficult on the farming economy because of input prices from fertilizers to fuels.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen that stop. That's not over yet.
No, and remember, these guys typically lock in the year out, right?
Right.
And so that's why I'm thinking next year is going to be really rough. And then on top of that, higher operating loan costs now because of interest rates. So all of these things are going to come together. But what will be nice is that new marketplace, maybe not next year, but the year after, will be ready to buy that product, thereby creating higher revenue streams for those that are going to need it the most, whether it's farmers, those that support farmers, or communities across the state that have a less diversified economy and are solely or close to solely dependent on farming. So a lot of really cool stuff going on. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Like I said, I'd love to talk about energy or, you know, whatever's going on out there. I mean, economically speaking, you know, we have the fourth highest GDP per capita. We fully intend to be number one by 2030, and we want to accomplish it responsibly. And what I mean by that is we want to ensure all that growth happens across the state, and every geographic part of the state is able to leverage that momentum, that growth, and that development.
On that note, too, Mike Hopkins is going to be coming up at the bottom, just after the bottom of the hour, who's the CEO of Bakken Energy, talking about hydrogen. Hydrogen becoming very popular.
Hydrogen's becoming extremely popular. In fact, when you look at the United States, and this is something, hydrogen's not new. It's just something now that's being looked at as something to augment, you know, existing energy sources. And so the state of North Dakota, and I mean everything I say by this, is not only taking the tack to lead, you know, in this area, in the region, but we want to lead it nationally and even globally. We'll talk to Mike here in about 20 minutes or so about their facility, but what's really important for folks to know is we're looking at hydrogen from a multi-state, because someone's got to buy the product, right? So we need big off-takers, we need more supply, we need a number of things. And so you've got this one asset, but what folks need to know is on top of that asset, we're working with other states on developing what will eventually be a Department of Energy hub application, because the federal government is dropping, and I'm not exaggerating, tens of billions of dollars into this sector over the next several years as part of those bills they passed. I like to refer to them as the multi-trillion-dollar bazookas that they fired in the U.S. economy.
Exactly.
So we want to leverage that momentum. Bakken Energy and Mitsubishi Power were the first one to market not only North Dakota but North America by announcing that big project up at Beulah. And so we're going to talk to him about what that means for the hydrogen sector, what they're actually doing, et cetera. But at the same time, we've got a lot of other companies in the region, traditional utilities, off-takers, you know, people that want to become part of this because, again, people are willing to pay a premium for these products somewhere, whether it's in, you know, the logistics industry, whether it's in, you know, power grids, if you will, depending on, you know, kind of which way you look, east or west.
Yep.
At the end of the day, North Dakota looks at it and says, this is a unique market opportunity for us. And what's also unique about it is, given that Class 6 well primacy we have, meaning we could permit our own carbon capture and storage, you know, a project like this could use natural gas, fossil fuels, and create massive amounts of hydrogen and then bury the carbon. And then again, we're meeting those clean industry standards prescribed by our federal government. So getting this project online is going to be extremely important for the state. Leading a multi-state consortium as well as something we're looking at doing. And there's just a lot of really cool stuff we're going to talk about this morning.
800-228-0550 is the number. Well, lines 800-228-0550, studio at flagfamily.com. If you want to shoot an email, I'm happy to do that. Or you can shoot us a text, 701-237-1590. How, and you're involved in the whole state. And last week we had the I think she was the senior vice president of strategic planning, whatever, for the American Petroleum Institute, talking about a 10-point plan that they presented to the administration about how to refire and get it going again. I guess after the break, my question to you is, as far as commerce goes, how have these administration policies and what we've done to domestic energy production, how is that specifically affecting North Dakota commerce? You know, and I don't, maybe we don't talk about that enough, but you're the main man with that. So
yeah,
James Lamont is hanging out for Scott today on What's on Your Mind. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixes, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheese and Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
The 10 best days of summer are near. The Red River Valley Fair is bringing good times, delicious food, and great music to Fargo this year. Make sure you bring your appetite. From funnel cakes, cheese curds, and waffles to their famous foot-long corn dogs, you'll have so many delicious options. Plus daily events like Swifty Swine Pig Races and Goat Mountain. Head to RedRiverValleyFair.com and get your tickets before prices go up. You won't want to miss out on all the fun at the Red River Valley Fair in West Fargo.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
About 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. James Lamont, Commissioner, Commerce Commissioner in North Dakota, sitting in for Scotty today. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Time to make you hungry. They're working around Harwood today. They're doing a grilled barbecue chicken breast with the sides. Nice. 12th Avenue North in Fargo has Taco Mac today. West Fargo's got lasagna with garlic toast or that popcorn chicken bowl they make. On NP Avenue, Swedish meatballs today, tater tot hot dish on in Euland. And Glendon's got chicken fried steak today. And on 9th Avenue, Southwest in Fargo, chicken fettuccine. And, by the way, today, Monday, all the fresh-made muffins, 99 cents. All day today at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Of course, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience for lunch as well. Tell them the What's on Your Mind team sent you. And Mr. Lovan, good to have you back. We're just talking a little bit in the break about, going into the break, about the effect of the policies for commerce in North Dakota, and obviously you're acutely aware of this, that come from this administration regarding domestic energy production. And when you talk about the Bakken, I can't believe that it's all sunshine and lollipops like it was out there 3 years ago.
Well, it's difficult, right, for a few reasons. You know, going back to, you know, what congestion could have been prevented, if you will, from energy markets, you know, not having a difficult permitting process in place for whether it's NEPA or natural gas would have been helpful because it would have enabled energy companies to kind of expedite some of their growth plans. You know, obviously, we didn't anticipate a conflict in Eastern Europe to happen so quickly, and so as a result, you know, you look at that and we just didn't have the right playing field for growth and expansion in place. So without those conditions, we really couldn't do much. Subsequent to that, you know, the immigration policy in this country for a long time has been challenging. Something has to give in terms of we need something that's effective. And let me give you an example. There's this relic program called the TN visa program, right? And that relic program allows 60 or so occupations in Canada, Mexico, and the United States, people that have those skill sets, to basically move freely among the three countries for work visas. And the problem we have with that is, you know, if you look at the Bakken energy formation or the Bakken patch, you know, workforce has always been a constraint for this state. You know, we've been talking about it since the 80s, you know, and workforce. But it's even worse there where they just can't get workers to work the rigs or anything like that. So here's the thing. You go back to this policy from Clinton era that requires bachelor's degrees for 60 different occupation codes. But here's the thing. In Alberta today, the unemployment rate is 12%. So it's inversely related to our unemployment rate. You have all of these qualified energy workers that are sitting on the sidelines that are not working. Why can't we go get those energy workers? They know our climate, they know our business, they know how to run the program. But the issue we have is they don't have bachelor's degrees. So if you could suspend as an administration, you know, that requirement, we can meet the energy worker requirement that would alleviate some of these problems. So unfortunately, the Permian Basin, whether it's far southeastern New Mexico or West Texas, has enjoyed a majority of the growth because of these workforce issues, because of obviously the inability to permit and move projects faster. So I think the American Petroleum Institute 10-point plan is a great start. And ironically, there's even a provision in there to expand 45Q, which is the carbon capture tax credits for the hydrogen sector. And so that would help us expedite perhaps some of our growth because remember, that hydrogen project, their feedstock is natural gas. And natural gas is a co-product that comes up with our oil development. So all of these things are intertwined in western North Dakota. And if we can get some workforce relief, some smarter policies coming out of Washington, and then really the Department of Energy has been very ideological. And so if they could work with states like ours to help solve not only the near and midterm energy crisis, but the projected ones, I think we could be in a better position, not just now, but 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Oh, I tell you, it's got to be tough, though. I mean, it seems like it just gets hamstringed or, you know, there's no... And someone mentioned that there's no incentive for producers anymore. Is that part of the policies that we've seen coming out of D.C., is disincentivized production or exploration?
There's a combination of things. I mean, the incentives are they're there. I mean, but the problem is, you know, you're looking at, you know, how do I put this? The problem is I think people are just tired. I think they're tired of dealing with the regulatory tape. I think they're tired of dealing with, yes, gas is, or oil is trading at $110, $120 a barrel after North Dakota discount. It's probably $104, something like that. But at the end of the day, I think they're just looking for the path of least resistance. And right now, because of these permitting challenges and the workforce challenges, the path of least resistance tends to be the Permian. And that's just the reality based on our situation. So if we had a more inspirational Department of Energy that said, hey, we want to solve this problem, we want to help the energy sector grow, we want to get back to what we were producing a couple of years ago in terms of energy, I think there would be more incentives, not just fiscally, but ideologically for people to say, okay, great, I'm going to make an investment over the next 5 to 10 years because the government's with me. And today, I just think it's been lackluster at best. As I'm sitting here, I'm watching Fox News at the same time, and they're talking about Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia. But at the same time, remember that it's out of necessity. He's doing it out of necessity versus out of, realistically to bring more production online globally so that we can alleviate these prices. So everything is done out of necessity at this point versus where's that inspirational sort of American spirit of let's grow together, let's feed the world, let's energize the world. It doesn't exist right now. And I think we need to find that, not just in policy, but in energy. Not just what I don't mean the energy sector, but just national energy. Like we just don't have it right now. And we need to get that back.
Kind of hard with Bernie in the White House. It's weekend at Bernie's every day at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, in my humble opinion. But no, I get what you're saying. And then the just the more I hear about it, it's like the big takeaway I got, what you just said, was just get out of the way. Just get out of the way. Just it's all right. I mean, and you talk of like, we talked to Kevin Cramer all the time about when he had to audit the Army Corps of Engineers. He said, it's like red tape wrapped around bureaucracy, you know, smothered in cold molasses. I mean, you can't get anything done. And getting these, you know, getting these hurdles out of the way is not just a phone call.
No. It's an entire, hey, we need to get out there and go. And we just don't have that. We just don't have it.
No, that's sad to me.
It is.
It's just kind of heartbreaking. If you want to shoot us a text, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. You can always dial us up, 800-228-0550. It's a studio line, 800-228-0550. And coming up, a guy, probably Mike Hopkins, who's the CEO of Bakken Energy, uniquely qualified to talk about this. And I didn't realize that hydrogen is such a big deal. They talk about carbon all the time. But you'd think that, I mean, if you could capture and use hydrogen, I mean, where would you stop?
It's value-added carbon, basically. That's what this project is. Okay. It's a natural gas-driven hydrogen production facility.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So we'll talk to Mike Hopkins coming up a little later on. Tom Sawyer's going to be on the top of the 10 o'clock hour. He's the president of Grand Sky. I'm going to talk with James about that. And then Nick Phillips, who's the executive vice president of hosting operations and public affairs with Applied Blockchain. We're going to about the cryptocurrency world coming up and kind of how that may affect North Dakota on What's On Your Mind. Mike.
Hey, I'm sure you've heard that the big news. Greta is back, and she's on Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time. Greta's taking on big business, big Washington, and big media at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta always gives you the real news, and she leads a great night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, who's talking about Biden's economic train wreck. And then there's Eric Bolling, exposing the woke agenda. More than 20 million Americans watch Newsmax. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. If your cable news system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, switch to a system that does and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. So tune into Newsmax tonight for Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, and Eric Bolling. Make the switch today to Newsmax.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal have dramatically raised their probability of a recession, now putting it at 44% in the next year. It should be noted this level is only seen on the edge of an actual recession. French President Emmanuel Macron's centrist coalition could lose its majority in the country's lower parliament. projections on Sunday showed that Macron's coalition was likely to win roughly 240 seats. That's almost 50 shy of a majority in the 577-seat National Assembly. Today is a national holiday. Juneteenth is the day when slaves learned of their Emancipation Declaration by President Lincoln 3 years earlier. On this day in 1983, Sally Ride becomes the first American woman in space. She passed away in La Jolla, California in 2012. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Find yourself turning on the news, kind of feeling hopeless, open borders, crazy spending, gas prices, etc., etc. Well, something you can do is buy from companies that believe what you believe. You just stick together on this now more than ever. A company willing to stand with you since 2012, and that is Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers do. So fit any budget, their plans do. 100% U.S.-based customer support team and service team. So simple. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. That's your offer code, Flag Family. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation. They're always with the good discounts and stuff for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts as well. You support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/flag family or call 972-PATRIOT. Great people. Tell them we sent you. It's James Lamont, North Dakota Commerce Commissioner, sitting in for Scotty today on What's on Your Mind. And got a couple of texts here, my man. Let's see. First one would be, it's funny, Commissioner. I heard you say before the 9 a.m. hour that commodities depend on the value the dollar holds. Yeah, we as a state are investing in crypto infrastructure, which is quite frankly one of the things contributing to the decline of the American dollar, says the Dexter. And how can you say things like soy crushing plant in Castleton is good when the private group putting it up never in good faith met with any residents until they raised the stink and it came on the radio? Along those lines of carbon pipeline, we aren't even willing to give farmers fair market value for their land. It's going on. So there was that one. And I would like to see an abandonment of this eco-zealot nonsense of burying CO2 underground in our state, and I hope farmers refuse to work with Summit Carbon Solutions. That's from Adam. Interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, these are certainly viable criticisms and questions. I look at the state economy from an aggregated perspective, and each of these projects are super important in the grand scheme of things. How these companies are doing, you know, either communicating or doing business with locals, there's definitely some improvement. In fact, we hear about this all the time. I think the challenge you have with, you know, some of these major projects is when they're publicly traded, they have to be really careful about how they articulate certain investments they're making in the state, because it could influence their share price greatly. And so, unfortunately, a lot of times you'll see them come late to the party in terms of communication, and it results in, you know, a significant pushback. Regarding the cryptocurrency infrastructure, you know, the state has a data center tax credit, but beyond that, it really hasn't made that many there aren't, you know, a group of incentives that we have in the state necessarily geared in that direction. So people are leveraging the data center tax credit. In fact, many of these facilities actually help transact just normal transactions. Every time you see your insurance person, or you make a bank transaction, et cetera. They're now doing it on blockchain. So it's not just cryptocurrencies that these data centers are investing in. You'll hear about that today with Applied Blockchain. And then as far as the project at Castleton being good and never met in good faith, again, I don't know the ins and outs about how that happened, but in the aggregate, the impact that facilities like that have on local economics are great. I mean, there aren't examples where crushing facilities have destroyed local farming communities. Now, from a communication perspective, I would encourage, and I'd be happy to reach out to that company on your behalf, encourage them to meet with you more frequently in terms of communication and how they're moving forward. And regarding the carbon pipeline and sort of how the government is creating perverse incentives, et cetera, I don't necessarily disagree with that. I mean, at the end of the day, here's the thing. The federal government has created these standards, and at this point, we either move forward with that or we get left behind. And it's one of those things where having a carbon neutral barrel of oil to sell is something that's going to be required by our consumers in the future. If we're going to be, you know, an export driven economy, at the end of the day, the state of North Dakota consumes approximately 30,000 barrels of oil a day. So when you look at that and then you go, ooh, we're producing 1,000,001 barrels a day, there's a delta of well in excess of 1,000,000 barrels a day. Well, consumers have requirements for those barrels, you know, and that's the thing that's changing. So whether I agree with the carbon capture philosophical bent coming out of Washington or not, our consumer base is telling us these are the types of electrons, these are the types of energy molecules we want to pay for. And so we are leveraging market conditions to grow the state economy.
Got a call from Chris is in Dickinson on the government financial institutions. Chris, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I don't know if it's a dirty little secret, but you don't hear it talked about much, is Janet Yellen and the Treasury Department going around to the lending institutions threatening them they would be climate criminals if they were to finance any energy production. I think it's one of the major factors of why these E&P companies can't get financing, and I think if they could, it would help with the labor shortage, but just my two cents. I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, at the end of the day, I'll go a step further and tell you that the Department of Treasury is not only doing that, but what they're doing is if you're underwriting farming loans through USDA or other federal programs, you're starting to see those contingencies. I don't know if they criminalize it, but what they do is they just basically say, hey, if you don't meet these environmental, social, corporate governance standards, we're not going to underwrite your loan, or we may not underwrite crop insurance or something to that effect. And this goes back to what I was just saying a few minutes ago. It's not that the state of North Dakota wants all this, but we look at it and we understand the playing field and we go, okay, if our farmers and energy companies are going to have access to funding that has some sort of federal underwriting requirement, or insurance products that have some sort of federal underwriting requirement, then they're going to have to meet these standards. And so again, it's not that we want all of these things to happen. This is what's happening around us. And so in order for our energy producers and our ag producers to be as successful as possible, we are creating market driven, by the way, I will emphasize this over and over again. What we're doing in the state is market driven by recruiting companies, recruiting projects, et cetera, to meet those standards so that our existing producers and processors can continue to grow.
He's dead. He hung up. He was listening off.
Okay. So. Right on.
Wish we had more. 800-228-0550. That's the number, 800-228-0550. Or you can shoot a text. Got one more text about the the wind, and apparently this person knows how many windmills are in his neighborhood. Where does I have to find it here? 15 mile an hour winds today, and one wind tower turns out of 53. Lovely green energy. But I think, again, when you say all of the above, we're not talking about everything being on the wind or on the wind grid or everything being on the solar grid. You know, you hear Elon Musk talk about, we took the whole southwest corner of Nevada and turned it all into solar panels to power the whole country. Right. Well, that's great, and I think you probably could. But again, if we're got to talk about all of it to be supplemental to whatever is the best, most easiest one to do.
Well, and people need to remember that we are baseload producing state. And so whether it's really hot, you need to run your AC, or it's really cold, you need to run the furnace. Coal is the baseload standard in this country. And we will continue growing that industry simultaneous with other industries to ensure that every single sector continues to enjoy the growth and development they deserve as being part of this energy portfolio.
Says, ask James what happened to the $10 million he asked for in November, the session for Afghanistan truck drivers.
Sure. So we asked for a $10 million, and so the Afghan truck driver component was one small element of it. But, you know, we can talk about workforce all day in the state, and at the end of the day, in-migration is going to be a requirement. And what I mean by that is we don't produce enough people. You can take every high school grad, CTE grad, college grad, et cetera, and we will not have enough people to fill jobs. And so with that what we asked for back in November was $10 million to attract in various types of workforce, whether it's high unemployment areas in the country, believe it or not, we still have some, whether it was specified workforce in the energy sector, let's say from Canada or Mexico, using that TN visa process, whether it's going to territories where people don't have visa requirements. What I mean by that is Puerto Rico, I don't know if people know this, but we have 2,000 fellow American Puerto Ricans that now call North Dakota home and are working here. And then one component of that was when you look at sort of the refugees that are coming to the United States, why couldn't North Dakota be the first state in the country to double credential workforce? And what I mean by that is, as Homeland Security credentials people and the Corps of Engineers credentials them for having driven trucks, for example, in Afghanistan for 5 years on behalf of the U.S. government, on behalf of the U.S. Army, I served overseas. I recognize the importance of third country nationals and their contribution to our war effort. People need to realize that the tooth-to-tail ratio in the military was 10 to 1, meaning for every one soldier that was deployed downrange, there were 10 support elements, usually third country nationals, that did our laundry, fed us, drove our trucks through, you know, IED-laden main supply routes, mm-hmm. et cetera. People don't realize that. And so for the folks that came here and were credentialed by Homeland Security, were credentialed by the Corps of Engineers as having done that, why not invite those qualified people to work jobs that we desperately need to fill? And that was something I requested from the legislature, and it was turned down, and that's okay. It was a request. But again, that component was one of probably 10 or 15 points we were trying to make in terms of trying to solve part of our workforce challenge.
Well, you got to do something. And I don't know what we're going to, but you got to do something.
The math doesn't add up.
Says, hey guys, but why is North Dakota putting so much wind on the transmission line and less coal, and our electric rates going up sharply?
Yeah, North Dakota's not doing any of that. The market is doing that. So, you know, when you look at utilities, Otter Tail, Xcel, et cetera, they are the ones that buy their power production mix from our producers, right? So in Minnesota, where they tell you, hey, you need, I don't know, 50% renewables or greens as part of your energy mix, Minnesota, being our biggest consumer of electrons, drives a majority of those decisions. So when consumers and their politicians down there
right.
say, hey, we want more of this, then they're only willing to buy more of that. And so it's the state isn't doing it. It's private industry that's doing it.
800-228-0550. Adam is on in Fargo on the labor force. Adam, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Kevin, and I'm forgive me, I forget your name.
James Lamont, right?
I'm sorry, I'm old. The labor shortage, I don't understand because, well, I do understand, it's a federal government issue, I understand, but maybe you can shed some light. I spend a good deal of time in the Philippines in the winter, and I've got friends there that would, they're begging to come here and work, they're laborers, And they're trying, but they're backed up with the embassy and the immigration department. Why is it easier to walk across the Rio Grande than it is to get in legally and come and work here?
Good point. All right, we'll address that, Adam, after the break. If you can hang on through the break, we'll get back to that. And anything on what's on your mind, be right back.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, God, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. James Lamont sitting in for Scott Henin today. I just saw they were heading to the airport in Oslo not long ago, so we're getting ready to head back. Scotty's back tomorrow. We've got open lines to 800-228-0550. Brady is on deck, as well as Dan is in Sydney, but Adam. Did you have anything else you wanted to finish on that topic on labor force that you were asking?
Yes. Did you want my comment again?
Go ahead.
Oh, go for it.
Well, okay. Well, I spend the winters in the Philippines, and I've got lots of friends over there that are just begging for work. They're good, hardworking people. They'll do whatever you need, and they have trouble getting, for years now, they've been trying to get work visas, and They're backed up at the embassies. I understand it's all this COVID and all that stuff, but why can't the states put some pressure on the federal government for some kind of emergency work visa that they're coming?
Well, I think they're trying. I know at least the Republican caucus is trying. I know groups of Republican governors have gotten together in various times and written letters. But, you know, the reality is the immigration policy in this country is broken. I'm not going to pretend to know how to fix it. That's just something that
and good luck getting smarter,
people.
Yeah.
Smarter
the
people.
Of it, yeah.
But you're absolutely right in that there are various pockets of well qualified folks that can meet requirements that we have. I mean, if you think of medical staff in this state right now,
especially
in the rural part of the state. I mean, who cares where they come from? If they're qualified medical practitioners, in my opinion,
as they come legally.
Exactly.
And the problem is that we've got millions of people pouring into the... I'm just wondering, where are those people going? What are they going to do? If they are going to work here, they're going to work illegally, because obviously they're not, you know, citizens or residents. They don't have the proper paperwork. Yet, like Adam brings up, people that want to come in through the process can't, because the process is so muddled.
Well, it's muddled, and the backlogs are crazy as far as the systems are concerned. The lottery system is just that, if you think about it. It's a lottery.
Right. Yeah.
So, but by creating more targeted work visa programs, I think this country would be well off to do that. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, even some of the existing visa programs, if they could, like, lessen the requirements. So if you have an energy worker that's qualified, why do they need to have a bachelor's degree to come here when if they're coming from Alberta or if they're coming from, you know, Pemex, which is the national company in Mexico that manages energy? And so anyway, I'm with you. I think immigration reform is something, Adam, that this country needs to do. Needs to do it fast, just given sort of the demographic trajectory on. So thanks for calling.
Dan is in Sydney, Montana, talking about the labor shortage. Dan, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, yeah, I guess, you know, you're talking about bringing in all these people to take care of our labor shortage and everything, and how you're talking about the ratio to people is so low, but yet you have how many men in this country, and for the last, how many, two decades probably, they've been castrating themselves. The families have been, like, demolished. I mean, I have 8 children, and I'm supporting them, and we get scoffed at everywhere we go because we have 8 children. We get looked at. People turn their noses up at us like, you know, you're crazy to have that many kids. But yet, everybody's castrating themselves, and now we got to go spend $10 million of my tax money, my children's tax money, to go bring in people from other countries because we're so selfish in this country that we got to go castrate ourselves because we got to all have our toys. We all got to have our campers and our boats and our all this stuff, which has been promoted. And then you have Elon Musk is saying the shortage of people in this country is going to be very severe in the next 10 years, if not 5 years. And we're killing ourselves. We're internal.
Yeah, Dan, and I think what you're saying is less toys, more kids.
Let me take that on.
Oh, good point.
It's a holistic thing. So it's not just bringing people. I mean, the other thing people really need to look at is how we're training people. Whether it's K-12.
We've been on a downslide population growth wise for decades now. I mean, kids are having less babies.
Well, yeah. I mean that's just the industrialized kids. World in
yes.
general. I mean, that's just
yeah.
the trajectory. I mean, good, bad, or indifferent. It's just the way it is. But, that said, I mean, when you, to address the workforce challenge, it needs to be, internal. How do we create, you know, that next generation workforce? How do we retool the current workforce that might feel like it's being left behind? Because there are a lot of populations with barriers in this state too. And what I mean by that is we've got people that are eligible to work, and there are barriers that may prevent them from working. For example, people that are justice involved, people that are, you know, rehabbing themselves due to some addiction. You know, we people with disabilities, we still have a lot of people here that we can't overlook either, right? And so people are here. Let's get them retrained. Let's get them tooled. it's a big problem to solve. There's automation. There's making the most of the people that are here for workforce. And then obviously the in-migration piece. All of these things have to come together because it's going to require a very holistic solution to solve this workforce challenge. Thanks for calling in, Dan.
A couple of techs in other states are fighting these ESG standards. It's great we are taking advantage of all opportunities for our state. But we do not have to buy into these insane ESG standards. Government and businesses are buying this false narrative by saying we can't change it, so we need to work within it. As soon as you accept that bonus and that bogus narrative, you've lost the upper hand. Interesting point. All right, Brady's in Vegas, Larry's in Horace. You guys are on deck. We got to take a break. Hang on through the top of the hour here. We'll get your news update coming up and more of What's on Your Mind in hour number two. And we're going to talk some crypto in hour number two, and some grand skies.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
MLS number 60134.